has to be acknowledged, you know, while they have beat the alarms in some places, it hasn't been a blanket. It hasn't worked everywhere for them. So the trick is in that answer, in that if you get your alarm or your security provider in and ask the hard questions and get them to do the test and upgrade where necessary, because I do feel that a lot of this is preventable if people would just target hard in their buildings. What you said about CCTV, if CCTV is readily available, you're just wasting your money putting it in. You just shouldn't bother, because they're going to take it with them. They've taken it with them everywhere they've attacked so far, and they've dumped the hard drives.
So just to clarify what you're saying there, there's no point putting it in unless you are storing the images in a cloud or you have the hard drive well hidden. You're saying CCTV is worthwhile, but not if you leave the recorded evidence easily accessible.
Yeah, because there is no recorded evidence. They will bring it with them. And okay. I've been saying this last number of years to people, but the message doesn't seem to be getting through. When I walk into a place, my heart drops when I see a CCTV monitor and the hard drive sitting underneath it. And that's the first thing, I'd say the first thing they'll take. I don't think anybody ever believed me, but maybe they may start believing me now. And there is technology available there to have secondary backup. And, you know, if you had that, at least... Certainly, these people, as I said, are forensically aware. They're wearing gloves, they're balaclavaed, they're masked up. You know, they're very aware in that way. But at the same time, CCTV can still give us a lot of useful and good information.